American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyards.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report, and we're waiting for Danny Romero and Clint that are supposed to be on ground up there at Crawford, Texas. We're expecting their call. Do you happen to have his cell number by any chance, Mr. Producer? You do? Why don't you give him a spot call and see what the heck he's up to? Because we're live, and well, so is he, but he's not on the air. At any rate, in the meantime, I like to read my old hometown newspapers, Detroit News. There was a story about gas prices spike hits Michigan hard. Now, the story was written by Nick Bunkley for the Detroit News. And to be fair, I'll read the entire article. You know, it's his stuff here. He says it took more than two decades for gasoline prices in Michigan to rise from $1 a gallon to $2. Now, just 4 years later, prices at many Metro Detroit stations are pushing $3. And the state's already fragile economy is bracing for another battering as consumers empty their wallets to fill up their tanks. So far, record pump prices haven't had the devastating effect that many had feared. It hurts, but it's really not a devastating blow, said Dana Johnson, chief economist at Comerica Bank in Detroit, at least not yet. Well, but Michigan stands to lose bigger than most states if gas prices, which average $2.55 on a gallon, for a gallon rather, statewide for regular on Monday, continue to rise or remain at current levels for long. Already, automakers are seeing sales of gas-guzzling but lucrative sport utility vehicles tank. In other words, they're going in the ditch. When consumers are spending more money at the pump, said Patrick Anderson of the Anderson Economic Group in East Lansing, that means they're spending less money on the cars and appliances and furniture and other items that we make here. The pace at which gas prices have increased this month is particularly troubling. In Metro Detroit, the average rose 26 cents a gallon in 2 weeks, according to AAA of Michigan. That means for every 15-gallon fill-up, drivers are paying nearly $10 more than a year ago. Folks, I just put $20 of gas in my car. I got a little over $8. I got a little bit of over 8 gallons of gas, right? Now, the story says prices at many stations jumped again Monday, with some charging $2.80 a gallon for regular, double the average price in Metro Detroit 3 years ago. Those same stations were selling premium for $3 a gallon, adding Michigan to the roster of states where prices have reached that once inconceivable threshold. The federal government predicted last week that gas prices, driven by rising oil prices, will average more than $2.10 a gallon until at least 2007. And I'll tell you after this break what I told to the writer, Nick Bunkley, here of this story. I gave him some more background information. He'd only been in the business for 5 years, and I said, "Have you noticed a decline in real, hard, investigative journalism?" He said, "No, not really." And I said, "I'm going to give you some facts on the gas stuff." After I gave it to him, he says, "Well, I don't think we're the publication to print that." If you're not, who is?
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-to-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I promised Nick Bunkley of the Detroit News that I would do his story in its entirety. I have Danny Romero standing by on the ground up in Crawford, Texas, for a live report from him. But first, because I know a lot of people out there are watching this stuff, and nobody's getting really upset about it. That's what's really upsetting. Is everybody gone to sleep? Is everybody uncomfortably numb enough out there that they're not jumping up and down on the hoods of their cars right now? Well, we predicted that you would see $70, $75, maybe upwards to $100 a barrel for oil. And what's the excuses that they're giving? Well, I'll talk about that right after I finish this article. The federal government predicted last week that gas prices driven by rising oil prices will average more than $2.10 a gallon at least until 2007. There's the bureaucracy. It's not $2.10 a gallon. Most of the stuff is going for $2.50, $2.60, $2.67 for regular gas right now. But on Monday, with oil prices briefly topping $67 a barrel, government analysts conceded that their forecast is probably too low. No kidding. Crude futures ended the day down 59 cents, closing at 66.27 on New York Mercantile Exchange, 42% higher than a year ago. Pump prices are likely to rise to the end of the month and ease a bit after Labor Day as demand weakens, said Michael Burdett, senior analyst for the U.S. Energy Information Administration. In other words, he said, if your car needs gas today, don't put it off in the hopes that prices will be lower tomorrow. I don't think it's going to get better before Labor Day, he said. Consumers are obviously upset at how much of an increase they've experienced. Unfortunately, they haven't even seen the full effect of what's coming down the pike. Meanwhile, consumers are also facing higher prices at many businesses, struggling to keep gas prices from cutting too deeply into profits. Papa John's Pizza up there in St. Clair Shores, Corner Park Florist, upped its delivery charge by a buck. Last week, airlines raised round-trip fares by $20, at least the eighth increase since mid-February. Other businesses have held back on price increases for customers, even though their suppliers are charging them more. Now, folks, I'm not going to bother reading the rest of this. Sorry about that, Nick Bunkley. But I had a nice little chat with Nick, and I told him, I said, now you want to hear some of the real poop behind this? And I told him, I said, I've got a friend that Lindsey Williams, he was up there with Exxon up in Alaska. Very strange thing. Gave him the roughneck story that Lindsey Williams was actually invited into the oil fields up there because, quite frankly, well, roughnecks, what does that tell you? Okay. These guys, they get a little loud. They get a little crazy. They get a little drunk and absenteeism and, well, just they figured, what the heck, we'll bring a preacher in. Well, lo and behold, it started to work. He started to hold services up there. People quieted down, did a better job at their appointed jobs. And it worked out so well, they invited this guy into board meetings. Well, and I told Nick Bunkley, I gave him Lindsey Williams' contact information. And I said, just his background, I said, you're going to be doing any more stories on the gas thing? And he says, well, yeah, probably. And I said, well, how about some real background behind this? I said, because it's really a sin for people in the medias, whether it be print or electronic, not to do some real hard investigative journalism, you know, just to give them a better feel for the subject matter they're talking about. And I said, for instance, I said, remember several months ago, George Bush said that, well, it looks like we're going to open up the North Shore up there. We're going to drill. But the bad news is it's going to take 6 to 7 years for that Alaskan oil to start to flow and be of any effect in the markets here in the United States. I said, but you know what? I said, up there in Gull Island, they already have the wells sunk, ready to pump right now, and they've got enough crude up there, not the sour crude, okay, that's harder for refineries to crack to make petroleum products, gasolines, oils, so on and so forth. I said, we're talking about the light sweet crude variety. I said, they've got them up there right now. They could start pumping tomorrow. And there's enough oil up there just in that one reserve on Gull Island to supply current energy needs inside the United States for the next 200 years. I was met with silence on the other end of the line. And I said, well, maybe, you know, that's when I asked him the question. I said, do you guys do hard investigative journalism anymore? He's been out of journalism school for 5 years. I mean, remember back in the 70s, folks, when we had the Arab oil embargo and, well, you know, we had plenty of refining capacity. Well, we just couldn't get the oil. And the prices shot up. People were upset. Well, there's not a gas shortage now. You just may be experiencing the shortage of money in which to purchase that gas. And it's going to get a lot worse. Now, in the news story that they did, gas prices impact sales of large SUVs. Now, they're down. Some consumers switch to more efficient vehicles. Delivery costs are increasing, everything from flowers to pizza. Stores are raising prices on some products because of higher shipping costs. Cabs are harder to find because drivers don't want to waste gas looking for customers. And airlines are hiking fares to compensate for higher jet fuel prices. That is just a very small slice of the proverbial pie. This is going to affect everything in this country. Everything. I mean, what do trucks run on? They run on diesel. Are manufacturers of the fuels giving truckers discounts on fuel? No, they are not. So I don't care if you're eating a tomato, a watermelon, buying a pair of shoes, or whatever the case may be. Chances are it's being shipped in by truck. That's going to translate to higher prices across the board in an already weakened economy. They're treating this as if it doesn't exist. As if this is a temporary glitch on the radar screen and it's going to clear and the skies are going to be sunny and everything is going to be just fine. That is not the case. There is no credible reason right now why gas prices should be as high as they are. There is no credible reason why oil is $67 a barrel. And folks, I'm not kidding. It could peak out at $100 a barrel. And if that's the case, plan on paying $5 to $6 a gallon for regular gas. This is not a joke. This is plausible. This is reality. And they're coming up with a bunch of different excuses. Oh, well, there's more people in China. They're driving cars. Excuse me? I didn't know they transformed out of the rice paddies up there into cars that they could afford to buy at any rate. And that's causing the demand and the push. You've been hearing the propaganda coming out about peak oil. Well, there's plenty of oil on planet Earth. And technology will supplant the old crude that we've been pumping out of the ground. It will change. We will shift to another technology. But these oil companies are making obscene profits right now under the guise there's a worldwide oil shortage. We're being pressed here. We don't have the refining capacity. Well, they shut down the majority of their refineries. It's a joke every winter. You see this coming out of the north and the northeast right here in this country. Well, because of the demand, heating oil prices are going up. It's the law of supply and demand. Well, if you had a little more supply, then the demand doesn't change that much. Why are you raping people every single year when they have to have some heating oil for their home? It's the same old con, and it's getting worse. These people are getting a heck of a lot richer while we're paying at the pump and getting a lot poorer for no credible reason. Last year we had hurricanes going through the Gulf down there. Well, maybe that's what did it. We had to shut down a few platforms for a day or so. It doesn't wash, none of it. And what really galls me about this, no pun intended, in Gull Island, Alaska, at present energy consumption inside this country, full tilt boogie for the next 200 years, we've got enough oil in that reserve up there right now to power what we need to power inside this country. And it's sad. And we see the president in bed with the oil people, in bed with the banks, in bed with the corporations, all raping you and I every single day. I've had enough with the corrupt government, haven't you? What president said that, which president was it that said that, well, the business of government is business? Wasn't that Franklin Delano, I really was a communist, Roosevelt, that said that? I don't read in the Constitution, the business of government is business. That's the current state of affairs. Enough of the rant. You guys already know it. Let's go to the phones. I've got Danny in Crawford, Texas. Danny Romero, how are you doing, sir?
Okay, John, how are you?
Just venting here about the gases.
I pulled into a gas station. It's outrageous.
I'm telling you, and it's not getting any better. What's going on up there in Crawford, Texas?
Well, right now it's the crowd with Cindy Sheehan.
Okay, you're dropping on it. Can you get to a high point someplace? I'll tell you what. Find a high point. Mr. Producer, check his line there. Danny, I'm going to put you on hold until we get a solid signal from you because we're only getting about 1 out of 5 words. In the meantime, let's go to John in Texas on the phones. Hello, John.
Hello, partner. How are you today?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I just was listening to you talking about the gasoline prices, and I'm very sympathetic to your viewpoint. Can't help but think that the way that our currency has declined in value has a lot to do with it. We have a distorted perspective. We think that the gasoline's gone up when in reality our currency's gone down.
Right.
It's an international commodity, and like the economy, the local economy doesn't, it doesn't reflect as hard and as fast on the local economy. Ultimately, it will. All these, welfare programs for foreign countries like NAFTA and CAFTA, where our wealth is being siphoned off. And our dollar, our currency, is being eroded on a daily basis. I can't help but think that it has a major thing to do with the way those prices have gone up.
Well, and also consider this. How many billions and billions and billions of dollars are the Saudi Arabians right now holding in T-bills? And do you think a deal was made saying that, look, you know, either we're going to have to do one of two things because we're not sure your credit rating. Either you're going to have to start paying us in gold, or you're going to have to let us charge a little bit more for the oil. Let me get your comments right after this break.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
It's not a thunderstorm you see on the horizon, the black clouds. It's our future, folks, unless we pull this thing out. Have transparency and honesty once again in our government and the business dealings. I'm tired of the government protecting the criminals. It's hard to tell which, John from Texas, which is worse. John, you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
When criminal behavior becomes the norm, I mean, it's like Orwell said, it becomes a heroic tactic. A heroic deal just to tell the truth. I mean, that's an article of heroism just to tell the truth when there's so much falsehood and deceit going on all around the government. We've been, as citizens, we've been subjected to these divide and conquer tactics for so long that, you know, it's hard for us to get away from that. You know, Democrats against Republicans, this against, you know, left against right. We all have, most of us have a common interest, you know, in having you know, a good place to live and good food to eat and, you know, transparency in government, just like you, you know, I think referred to a while ago. And, you know, I'm all in favor of it.
Well, I'll tell you what. For a lot of people, this is not a whole lot of fun because they have woken out of a slumber. They've been sleeping all of their lives. And reality, the real world has hit them right between the eyes. And a lot of people find this extremely uncomfortable. But what fascinates me is once they find out how screwed up things really are, they don't have a clue or the inclination to roll up their sleeves, get in there, and help fix it.
I agree.
Because, are people really enjoying their lives now? I'll tell you what, I'm not enjoying my life. This is not something that you switch off, or the end of the program comes at 5:59 every day, Central Time, and I walk out of this place and I go on with my life. This is my entire life. I'm not having a whole lot of fun doing this.
Well, you know, the people that were in the Revolution, the American Revolution, were a minority, and what they did, everyone profited from. And you and me and like-minded people, we're in the same kind of thing, you know. We're working for everybody else. They don't appreciate us, and they don't realize it, but ultimately that's what it's all about. We're trying to do the right thing in face of incredible adversity, people, you know, maligning us and doing all kinds of things to us. I don't know, understand all the T-bill stuff you were talking about a while ago.
It's the paper in order for the government to finance itself,
right,
and sell that paper in order to
run
itself.
I understand they're buying their own debt, too, or some
yep.
kind of...
So, I mean, we've got trillions of dollars out to Japan. We've got trillions of dollars to Saudi Arabia. When these companies or these countries talk to us, we're going to make deals. We're going to make under-the-table type of deals. And I'm serious about this. I really do think the deal with Saudi Arabia, because you heard the inkling of this. They were starting to talk about having payment in gold.
Right.
Because we know that that's one commodity, and especially rough times, it never goes down. It holds
right.
its value, and it always increases.
That's what I kind of understand.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're dealing with a country such as this, and they look at you and go, well, you know, we're holding scads of your paper. We can't cash this in.
Right.
We need a payoff here. I think the deal was rigged under the table that said, okay, guys, go ahead and charge what you want to charge. We'll absorb it because we know we're in for a pound. We're in for a penny with you guys.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of that North Slope oil from Alaska, that big Alaska pipeline that we invested so heavily, a lot of that oil just goes straight to Japan.
40% of it goes to Japan, and we can't cut it off because they're holding trillions of dollars of our debt.
Right.
So what are they going to do? If we cut their oil off, they're going to turn around and look at us and knock on the door and say, okay, U.S. Gov, we want our money and we want it now. Where are they going to get it? They can't print it because that'll hyperinflate the currency. We're screwed.
Appreciate you taking my call, and I hope you have a good day.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your call. Let's go back to Danny in Crawford, Texas. Do I have a clear signal with you, Danny?
Well, I hope so. There's really no such thing as high ground out here, so we're doing the best we can. I don't know if they're jamming us or what, but it seems to go in and out.
Well, I'll tell you what. You're probably in the same hole in the earth that George Bush is, and it sucks energy and brain power. So,
we're sitting here, and we're waiting. Cindy is going to have a press conference at 6 o'clock. And so we're just kind of waiting for that. The media is starting to pour in. There are more people pouring in right now. There was an incident last night where a man in a truck went down the side of the road, down all the crosses with his truck. He was then arrested and taken away. We're not sure where he was taken away or if he was really arrested. But that was the story here when we first got here.
Now, was that intentionally done? He actually took his pickup truck and was mowing down crosses that were commemorating the lost in Iraq?
Yes. Yep. He just took his truck and started going down the side of the road and knocking them down.
You know, Danny, it was suggested I go up there with you. I'll tell you, if I would have seen something like that happen, I would have been arrested because I would have been thumping the hell out of that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, what a sick thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, that happened last night. Of course, there was that incident yesterday, too, with the neighbor shooting off the gun. I guess they let him go because he was on his private property.
Well, yeah, and somebody made the point about this. I mean, we're all for the Second Amendment. He's on his private property. He's firing off a few rounds. He's really not threatening anybody. He's not shooting anybody. You know, the guy, he's kind of a fascinating guy. And I'm sure in quieter times he's a little bit more saner than what he appeared to be on the national news. But, you know, the guy said, how would you like your brother-in-law coming in, the one you can't stand, to come and live with you for an entire week? Now, they are parking alongside the road, which is the front of his property. But he said, you know, George Bush is my neighbor. I love my neighbor. He says, and somebody asked him the question, well, what about these people who are here up temporarily? You know, you only have to love them temporarily. And he just rolled his eyes. Tell you what, we got to take the break. Hang on a second, Danny.
Sure.
We'll take the break. We'll return to Crawford, Texas. That's right. One-way ticket to Crawford, Texas. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Danny Romero, you're up there in Crawford, Texas. Have you had a chance to talk to Sheehan?
No, she hasn't been available. She actually took off her little break a while ago, and she will be back, though, for a 6 o'clock press conference, and all the media is kind of pouring in for that.
Okay.
So there's more people coming in as we speak.
Well, before you leave there, make sure that you get a good contact number for her once this dies down a little bit. I want to do a at least an hour-long interview with this woman.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I'll surely try. I sure will.
Okay. Danny, thank you so much. Get a lot of good information up there. Whatever you're gathering up there will be on the website when?
We're going to try and get it posted up by tomorrow, do some midnight oil tonight.
Okay.
And we're also going to videotape the interview.
All right. Real good. All right, Danny, I appreciate it very much, my friend.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. By the way, and there's only one way to put this, folks, and sorry, but it is what it is. The Zionist attack dogs savaging Cindy Sheehan. Bill O'Reilly, a non-veteran, by the way, you know, here's a guy that has his opinion, and his background was in basically tabloid television. He's a non-veteran, and Michelle Malkin claimed to say that Sheehan's story hasn't checked out. O'Reilly said Sheehan is in bed with the radical left and later suggested that this kind of behavior borders on treasonous. Well, of course, Malkin chimed in to say that her son would be ashamed of his mother's comments. Rush Limbaugh said Sheehan was trying to pull a little bit of the swindle and that she had been totally co-opted by the whole Michael Moore leftist mentality. And of course, Mr. Limbaugh was prime time for Vietnam, but avoided the draft. On November 24th of 1970, he received a military classification of 1Y. In 2003, we shall not forget Mr. Limbaugh, he was caught using his maid to buy illegal Oxycontin. That's the hardcore party-style narcotic, by the way. Luckily, Abe Kishner was the DA, and the famous Zionist Jewish attorney, Roy Black, handled the case. Fred Barnes, here's another Zionist poodle, piled on by saying that Sheehan, she's a crackpot. According to his bibliography, Barnes is a Harvard graduate who claims to have been in the Army. Wasn't. Matt Drudge. Now, here's another sterling individual. Matt Drudge went national and told the whole world that he got an email from Cindy Sheehan's Auntie Mame. And that basically the email said that the grand dame here, Uncle Fester, Cousin Jethro, and Grandma Kettle, considered Cindy a disgrace. Oddly enough, none of the relatives know anything about this. Joe Farah of World Net Daily fame has a column saying Cindy Sheehan's family is outraged at her behavior. His paper also says the two-hour attack on USS Liberty was an innocent mistake. Thank you, Joe. Tell me it ain't so, Joe. Tell me you haven't sold out. Well, we already know you have. Now, this Cindy Sheehan has them in a panic by saying this is Israel's war. By the way, to my knowledge, she did not retract that statement. It's been reported in the news that she's been banging the Israelis and that she recanted that statement. To my knowledge, she did not. At least her son served, not like the draft-dodging dual-citizen neocons. They've called in the thugs and the pro-Bush supporters to confront a tearful mother. You know, enough of these TV windbags. You know, let's take a look at their idols like Abbie Hoffman and his band of Canadian Kong hunters. If there were any Viet Cong in Toronto, Montreal, Windsor, Yellowknife, etc., Abbie and his Zionist college friends were going to track them down. The truth is that they were liberal Zionist draft dodgers themselves. Then we have the Chicago Seven, Abbie Hoffman and Jerry Rubin, leaders of the Youth International Party, or YIP. John Froines, Lee Weiner, Bobby Seale, Tom Hayden, and Renee Davis. During Vietnam, some young Zionist Jews went into hyperdrive when they pulled college exemptions. That's when protests against the war really started. Those who weren't protesting were running away to Canada, where they quietly got amnesty. Now, all the special ones that got amnesty, rather than serve the Harvard crowd, decided to take a Canadian sabbatical. Mark Rudd and his Zionist SDS, the Students' Democratic Society, that hid in Colombia while the Casey Sheehans died. And Cindy Sheehan's crowd, it's headed up Ain't This Special. The New York Sun editorial on August 11th said this. It's easy to see why Cindy Sheehan, the 48-year-old mother of a soldier killed in Iraq, has become a new face of an anti-war movement, featured in the New York Times editorial on Tuesday and on the Marine Dowd column yesterday morning. Camped out in Crawford, Texas, near President Bush's ranch, she's more sympathetic face than a lot of the alternatives. But as sad as Miss Sheehan's loss is, we don't belittle it. She has put herself in league with some extreme groups and individuals. For starters, Miss Sheehan has been posting on Michael Moore's website, writing, "We have such a strong coalition of groups, the GSFP, Code Pink, Veterans for Peace, Military Families Speak Out, and the Crawford Peace House. I talked with John Conyers today, and he wrote a letter to George signed by 18 other congressmen members to request that he meet with me. I also talked to Maxine Waters tonight, and she's probably going to be here tomorrow." It turns out that the Crawford Peace House website includes a photo depicting the entire state of Israel as Palestine. And it carries a link to a report that when Prime Minister Sharon visited Crawford, the Peace House greeted him with an 800-foot-long banner containing all the United Nations resolutions that Israel is in violation of. The Crawford Peace House site also features a photo of Eugene Bird, who has suggested that Israeli intelligence was responsible for the abuses at Abu Ghraib prison. This story, among others, is being followed on the news blog of the New York Sun, itshinesforall.com, where all our Ira Stoll noted that news of Mr. Conyers and Miss Waters' involvement with Miss Sheehan fits the rest of the picture. Mr. Conyers was the host of the Democratic hearing in June on the Iraq War that his fellow Democrat, Representative Gerald Nadler, protested with a forum for people motivated by anti-Semitic or anti-Israel. Ms. Waters is still best known for having endorsed the conspiracy theory that the CIA caused a crack epidemic in American cities. Remember Maxine Waters when she took on the CIA in South Central L.A., demanding of them, why are you guys running crack cocaine into Los Angeles? Remember what happened to the then CIA director? That when he promised to get back with them with a full report, a couple of weeks later, he was dismissed. You know, so what's the real story here, folks? Windbags, draft dodgers, Zionist poodles, old hippies, and a few drug addicts are worried that the world will wake up to the fact that real American kids are dying for Israel. That's a little precious country where the Zionists showed up one day and claimed Palestine is really Israel and fraudulently claimed that God willed Iraq and its oil, as well as the rest of the Middle East, to them. Israel is where soldiers shoot Arab kids for sport and hit Arab houses with 500-pound bombs using $50 million U.S.-supplied F-15s. Folks, the insanity has to stop. If there is not real, genuine terrorism in the world right now, and it's a prop so they can gain more control, to put down, and this is simply it, and a lot of people are not grasping this, and I want you to understand this, that this 100-year war on terrorism that George Bush is launching has nothing to do with terrorism. It has to do with the opposition against the takeover by the globalists. End of story. It has to do with about centralization of power and control. We're going to go into Iran. They're already talking about we need 50 to 80,000 more soldiers. For what? If you pulled the ones we have in Iraq out and the ones we have in Afghanistan out, brought them home, and how many other hundreds of countries around the world do we have our troops stationed in? If we got them back to the United States, we wouldn't need a draft. And if we got rid of this corrupted regime and its shadow government inside the government in Washington, D.C., we wouldn't have to have Homeland Security or Patriot Act, and we wouldn't have to fear anybody because we would be an open and transparent government once again that was not set in motion to destroy and topple governments and to steal their wealth. That's not what this country is about, ladies and gentlemen. People need to wake up. We're going to hell in a proverbial handbasket here, and we're going in fast fashion. And the globalists need the United States on its knees. And that's exactly where they're putting it. What are you going to tell your children, folks? What are you going to tell your grandchildren if you live that long? I'm sorry, I couldn't do anything about it. I didn't speak up because it wasn't politically correct. I was afraid I was going to lose my job, that I didn't stand up to these evil tyrants. May you burn in hell if that's your excuse. Let's go back to the phones before I blow a 50-amp fuse. BL in Texas. Hello, BL.
Hi, John. I'm glad you're feeling better.
I think I'm back.
Yeah, well, we missed you. Left-wing extremist, isn't that the Bush administration? So people know or remember, or maybe they never knew, the Arab oil embargo. My dad knew a guy that owned an independent oil company. He called him and said, hey, what's with this gas shortage? And the guy said, you want to buy 1 million gallons? You can have it tomorrow. You want to buy 2 million? Let me know. He said every fuel storage tank, every oil storage tank in the country was full, and there were dozens and dozens of super tankers orbiting off the coast of California and in the Gulf of Mexico because they had nowhere to offload. Not a shortage, not a crisis, just a price hike.
Just a price hike. And of course, what did they convince the American people of? I mean, so much so that they had us driving 55 miles an hour for how many years?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, this is absolutely insane. And what really bothers me about this, BL, is we, in this country, we had an open market. Anybody with a better idea could bring it forth, get the funding, make a product, do whatever was necessary. You know, you're seeing companies, car companies right now coming out with these hybrid cars. Well, they're not the solution to the problem. You know, they're talking about hydrogen-fueled cars and this, that, and the other. Well, they carry their own set of problems. But look, we understand that we have got to get off of this fossil fuel sooner or later. Okay, it's not really that great for the environment. They've made inroads, and I'm sure that they could do much, much more. As a matter of fact, Carl Schwartz, author of the book One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, he said with nanotechnology, he said by next year, if the car companies would give a green light, he said we could be producing engines today that could get 100 miles to a gallon and maybe even more, maybe up to 150 gallons to a gallon of gasoline. And who would care if they charged $10 or $15 or $20 for that? Because it would all balance out. But the point is that we have the technology sitting there waiting to take over and lessen this thing. But they're there whoring their product, bilking every dollar that they can out of everybody. And the government is sitting there and allowing them to do it. It's insane.
John, we knew the guy that invented the maintenance-free battery. Delco bought him out and waited decades to release it because it wasn't viable or profitable for them. The same way getting rid of gasoline is not viable or profitable for the oil company.
Yeah, because, yeah, the good point, because what would the oil companies, where would they make their billions of dollars next year? They wouldn't. And I don't think there's any shred of doubt. I don't think there's any illusion or any doubt in anybody's minds right now that if the oil companies had another technology or they had the solution, they would be bringing it up right now. But they don't. So we're going to be stuck in this dependency. And this is what's really insane. This is what really drives me to the verge of insanity here, is that we don't have to be dealing with Saudi Arabia. We don't have to be dealing with Venezuela or Mexico. We don't have to be dealing with Iraq over there plundering their resources for the crown over in England or for us or for anybody else. We could be totally independent of that, bring on the technology to take the place of what we got out there right now, and we would be so much the better, except there would be a few losers. The oil companies wouldn't be making their billions of dollars. There would be other entrepreneurs that could come up and produce products. We could get out of this thing. But it's all selfishly being guarded and hoarded. And this is the most disgusting thing. When you take a people and you bend them over that proverbial barrel like that, that is, to me, that's disgusting.
John, Standard, Chevron, Exxon, they are the Arabs. But, by the way, I know Rennie Davis. I had lunch with him back in 73, and he and the yippies, whatever, were just in it for the money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's come to light also. But they made a good splash. But they were promoting all kinds of socialism and communism along the way.
They were getting well paid to do it.
I'm sure that they were. All right. Hey, thanks for your call, BL. I appreciate it. Melissa in Texas, you're up next. Hello, Melissa.
Hello, John.
Hi.
You mentioned Joe Farah.
Yeah.
I was flipping through the stations on TV one morning. I think it was a Saturday morning as I was getting ready for work. And I happened to come across the Zola Levitt show. He's supposedly, I think he's a Messianic Jew.
Uh-huh.
And Joe Farah was the guest. And they were on there saying how wonderful Zionism is. The people that are involved in Zionism don't realize that they're doing exactly the opposite of what God wants them to do, according to Scripture, which is, once Messiah comes, he will reinstate Israel.
That's right. And the conservative Torah believing Jews have been hijacked by the Talmudist.
Yes.
And we have this thing, this newly created political system called Zionism. And the roots of this are, they're deep. But we're sitting around. I just saw a politician, forgive me, it's a senator, I forget his name, talking about Israel today. Going, well, should we be paying $2 billion to the Israelis right now for evacuating the people in Gaza Strip? Well, we're paying them $3 billion a year, and we have since 1947. Should we give them an extra $2 billion? And you know exactly what they're going to do. They've already said it. As they evacuate those Israelis out of those settlements in Gaza, they're going to send in the bulldozers. All the property is going to be leveled. So basically what they're saying is we have got to pay to move those people out of there, buy their houses, do whatever, and then let the Israelis, instead of giving it to the Palestinians, which it's theirs to begin with, it's their land, they're going to bulldoze it. They're going to do a scorched earth policy over there in Israel. I mean, this is in Lebanon. This is absolutely sickening.
Well, and it reminds me of what La Raza and Reconquista want to do to us. It's the same mentality. Never mind that the land was theirs fair and square. They're just going to go take it. And that's what Reconquistas want to do to us, is just take it.
Well, and again, who is allowing the invasion force into this country?
Well, guess who?
Well, Bill Richardson, the governor of New Mexico, has come out and declared a state of emergency. And I've been listening very closely to what he's been saying. And he was on Bill O'Reilly last night, as a matter of fact. And what he said was kind of surprising. The fear that I have right now, Bill O'Reilly, by the way, is all for, you know, stopping this illegal immigration. Richardson's up there saying, look, it's just not illegal immigrants coming over here. It's murderers. It's drug dealers. They've got a staging area right across from New Mexico that they've been trying to get the Mexican government to bulldoze and shut down, is the staging point to bring these illegals and criminals over. Hang on. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it, and put a jingle in your pocket.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We're back. Anything else, Melissa?
Well, just that, you know, speaking of the Zionists, if they understood what they're doing, they might, because not all of them are bad. I mean, they just don't know what they're doing.
Well, and they don't know what they're connected to, and they don't realize that it's a political movement, and we see Likud Party and Hamas and anything else come out of the bowels of this, and they need to stop it. And by the way, there are Jews inside this country working against the Zionist aims. You know, people like Newt Chakarty, organizations right. such as that. I mean, when 10,000 of them, I mean, they're down here. They're down here in Crawford, Texas. All the dishes are down there, and they're reporting on Cindy Sheehan down there. And there's, you know, maybe 300, 400, 500 at any given time, people protesting out there. But when 10,000 of the Torah-believing Jews fall out in the streets of New York City slamming Israel and the Zionists, not one printed word, not one picture ends up in the media.
Right. Well, may I quote just two short verses of Scripture here for whoever is listening? This is 1 Timothy 2:4, speaking of God. God, who would have all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. I hope that many more Jews will come to that understanding before it's too late for them.
I understand.
And it is a loving hand that we reach toward them with, not a fist. And stop it, Joe Farah.
Yeah.
What the heck's wrong with you?
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, thanks for your call,
Thank
Melissa.
You.
David in California. Hello, David.
Yeah, how are you? Been an interesting conversation you're doing. I'm kind of working on the principle of not following a multitude to do evil.
Right.
And, you know, there are so many different examples that we're just getting walked into. It's kind of interesting. If we were to think about, you know, following God's law and God's will and whatnot, there's not a lot of chance that we'd be zooming around with two-ton vehicles at 60 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour down ribbons of concrete. There'd be a more likelihood that we'd be living off the land and being good stewards of the earth. So this whole idea of us being essentially raised, you know, we're being sent to schools to be trained to be imaginary technicians or something like this to work on projects that really don't seem to fit with God's plan. So I'm really kind of interested in how the propaganda of the world is being manipulated so that you know, Christians can be taught to believe that. But did you hear about this guy down there?
Let me remind you of something also, David. I mean, we even have people that are distorting, and I think I'm tracking what you're saying. I don't know if I'm in full agreement of it, but we also, the very same people that are lying and manipulating, will tell you that the love of money is the root of all evil, or money is the root of all evil.
Yeah,
well, it's actually the love of money. We used to have manufacturing in this country. Now we got corporations. Now we got corporations hooked to government and to international banksters. There's a tie-in here.
Yeah, that's right. And so we're essentially, as little kids, we're taught, you know, if I were to be a test of, or if I were to see a test of whether or not someone would be a good Christian, Jew, or for that matter, Muslims, because they all believe in Moses, Moses said that we should have a jubilee now and then. And it would seem that 9/11 would be the perfect time to have a jubilee. We've got to start canceling these debts that, as little kids, we were born into a world where we're dealing with grandfather's debts.
I hate to cut you short, David. Please call in another day. That's it for us today. We're flat out of time. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.